You know, one of the most interesting aspects, if you step back and take a historic perspective on it, is the difference in the Obama administration and his approach to governing, as opposed to the traditions which, up until now, have been almost axiomatic in their discussions of what one can do and what one cannot do. For instance, the common knowledge is that you can only take on two or three major tasks, major goals, as president, and you'll be lucky if you can deliver on one or even two of those. Well, that's lovely until you get into a situation such as Obama inherited, in which there are 50 or 60 different crises pending, at which point you're going to have to deal with all of them, so you'd better figure out a way of doing so. And since the new reality, 24-hour news cycles, hundreds of video channels, worldwide interconnected video and news reporting, since the new media world is based on the assumption that nothing exists until it's reported, then you have to start figuring out how to make sure that what you want reported gets there. Obama is taking on dozens of different issues, all of them so varied and so contrasting that it's hard to keep track of where one is on what given day, which is exactly what he wants. Today, for instance, he will announce a plan for major introduction of federal regulation and controls on the financial world at large, big business, corporations, etc., all of which is incredibly controversial and would normally have the Republicans screaming socialism at the top of their lungs. But on the same day, he has tackled the gay rights issue by granting full partner benefits, marriage benefits, to the partners of federal employees who may be gay, which is going to be a real rush on Capitol Hill in the staff level, but don't let that worry you. The point here is that tonight's news will be divided between the gay rights question and whether or not that contrasts to the, what was the thing they passed, the Protection of Marriage Act or something, DOMA. Anyway, the problem is that that is going to be the major focus from the socially oriented Republicans of the hard right wing, and it is going to blunt the opposition and the speaking of, or the reporting of, the opposition to the federal regulation situation. The same thing happens over and over. It is almost now predictable that the administration will make some outrageous announcement of policy either Thursday night or Friday to make sure that they dominate the weekend talk show news cycle with whatever they've decided is the issue they want to take on, health care being the primary one at the moment. The ability of the Obama administration to use the multiplicity of issues that they are addressing as a smokescreen for what it is they are doing on any given day is a remarkable development and should not go unnoticed. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.
You're definitely listening to The Pig, KPIG, Freedom, California, 107.5 FM.